The first question every serious Christian should ask is, what does God say about this?
Dr. Tony Evans says considering God's kingdom should be at the forefront of our prayers.
And until that is first, that means you're not yet serious about being a kingdom disciple.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. When we recite the Lord's Prayer, we pray for God's kingdom to come. But Dr. Evans says our attitudes sometimes suggest we don't take that idea as seriously as we should. Today, he'll explain how committing to God's program for prayer can rewrite our reality. Let's join him.
I have a kingdom, and so do you. Your home, that's your kingdom. That's the place where you abide. That is the place where your family lives. It is your kingdom, my kingdom. There is a welcome mat. You are welcome to my kingdom. But you need to know that when you step into my kingdom, or when I step into your kingdom, referring to your home, I have to abide by the rules of your house, because it's your house. When I step into your kingdom, or you step into mine, whatever my rules are must adjust to what your rules are if I'm going to be comfortable with you and you're going to be comfortable with me. For example, if you smoke, the rules in my house is that you'll have to put it out before you come in, because the rules of the house is we don't allow smoking in our home. If you've got Jack Daniels in your back pocket or Hennessy, you got to leave that brown bag outside, because we don't allow hard liquor in my house. If you are accustomed to using profanity, you got to leave that cussing outside, because we don't accept profanity in my house. If you come over with your girlfriend or guy friend and you spend the night, you're going to be in two different rooms, because you can't shack in my house. Now, the reason for all that is very simple. It's my house. And because it's my house, the fact that you can do it in your house, or your friend's house, your neighbor's house, your parents' house, actually becomes irrelevant when you come into my kingdom called my house. Or if I come into your kingdom called your house, because there are house rules. They're governing guidelines of how your home, my home, that is our kingdoms, function. There will be a clash if you seek to impose your rules in my house, or I seek to impose my rules in your house. God has a house. God has a kingdom. Psalm 103, verse 19, says that God's kingdom rules over all. Psalm 145, verse 13, says God's kingdom has dominion forever. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11 and 12, says that God's kingdom rules over all. God has a house. The word is kingdom, and it involves all of creation. God calls all of his creation his house, and you and I are visitors in his house, and he has house rules. These are the guidelines by which his house is designed to operate. There is an opposing house out there called the world. That system headed by Satan that leaves God out. And what Satan seeks to do is to get us to bring his rules into God's house. That is, to have a conflict of kingdoms. Because whenever there are opposing rules in the same house, there's going to be conflict. If the husband feels we should raise the kids this way, and the wife feels we should raise the kids that way, there's going to be opposing rules in the kingdom. And when there are opposing rules in the kingdom, there's going to be friction in the kingdom. God is having a big problem with many of his kids because they want to bring the rules of the world and make them the house rules of the kingdom. And God says, those are not the rules of my house. And just as parents must orient their children to the rules of the house, God must orient his children to the rules of his house, and his house is all of creation. So when you or me as individuals insist on our rules in God's house, that is, living our lives, we will then be in conflict with the Father. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God can be a lot of things, but there's some things God can't do. And one of the big things God can't do is be second. He doesn't know how to be second. Seek ye first. The first question every serious Christian should ask is, what does God say about this? What does God think about this? How does God feel about this? That's why the Apostle Paul says, my longing is to please him. He always wanted to know, what does God say? What does God think? And how does God feel? He always wanted to know that first. And until that is first, that means you're not yet serious about being a kingdom disciple, about being underneath the rule of God. The Bible is clear. God is clear that we must come under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and the Lordship of Jesus Christ is not a buffet. You go through a buffet line, I want that, I want that, I want that, don't want that, don't want that, don't want that. Yeah, I think I'll try a little bit of that. See, one, we want to pick and choose how much of Jesus we will accept. And it's not that kind of situation in his house. In his house, he sets all the rules. And you don't get to pick which rules you like. Well, you can choose which rules you like, but know you're going to be in conflict with the Father. And if you are asking the Father to bless you while you're in conflict with him, that's a contradiction. He says you are to come underneath my authority. Now, that is a process. You must learn to do it, but you must learn to do it. When you come through these doors, your first question is, Lord, tell me what you want me to do. And like Mary, when Jesus turned the water into wine, she says, whatever he tells you to do, I want you to do it. And you may not like it. You may not want it. It may not make sense to you. Your peeps may not be into it. All that's irrelevant because it's his house. And he says, in my house, number one, I'm the Father and I don't make mistakes, so I know what I'm doing. Number two, your job is to adjust to me, not my job to adjust to you. Your kingdom come. I am willing to come underneath your authority in relationship. So it's not one or the other. It's a relationship that leads to trusting him to be Lord over your life. All of us remember the sitcom Different Strokes. Willis and Arnold have left the hood. They now live in large with Mr. Drummond. Now, the humor in Different Strokes was these boys from the hood learning to live uptown. They had to learn how to handle a knife and fork. They had to learn how to dress a certain way. The joke was they brought their hood with them. So they were living uptown, but they brought their old way of thinking, living, talking, and walking to their new location. Mr. Drummond was trying to get them to adjust to a new standard of living. And that's where the humor was. Well, God considers it a joke when you bring that old stuff that you used to grow up with in the world into his house. He says, that's a joke because I have a whole new way of operating on this side of town because I transferred you out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. You're in another kingdom now. Now, I know you're not used to this. I know you weren't raised this way. I know your mama doesn't think this way. Your daddy doesn't think this way. Your brothers don't operate this way. But guess what? You're not living with them anymore. You're in my kingdom. And in my kingdom, there are other governing rules. There are rules of the house. And if you will trust my rules and operate by my standard, then you will see me at work. In other words, if you're going to be able to pray your kingdom come and you really be under the kingdom, you're going to have to do something that's hard for me, it's hard for you. You're going to have to surrender. You're going to have to say, yes, Lord. I don't like it, but yes, Lord. I don't want it, but yes, Lord. I don't even agree with you, but yes, Lord. I've got to decide whether daddy knows what daddy's talking about. And until that surrender decision is made, then when you pray, thy kingdom come, you're talking smack. You're talking noise. Thy kingdom come, but only the parts I agree with. Only the parts I want and only the parts I like. Those are the parts you can come with. But all this other stuff, God, I got it. Well, why are you praying to me then if you have it?
Dr. Evans will tell us about the rewards of that surrender decision when he continues our message in just a moment. In the meantime, if you'd like to learn how to make a real connection with God, get a copy of Tony's popular book, God is More Than Enough. Too often, God is the last one we appeal to when faced with struggles and hardships. But when we trust Him to meet our physical, emotional, and spiritual needs, He'll give us more than enough to handle the ups and downs of life with confidence and power. We're excited about how this book has already had a positive impact on so many lives. And that's why we're bundling it together with Tony's current teaching series, The Lord's Prayer. In addition to today's lesson, there are messages on the link between being forgiving and being forgiven, and how God, through prayer, will draw close to us in any crisis we may face. Right now, when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send you the powerful book, God is More Than Enough, along with all 8 lessons in the Lord's Prayer on CD or instant digital downloads as our thank you gift. But this special offer runs out soon, so be sure to contact us right away. All the details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org. Or you can call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help with your resource request. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will return with more of today's message right after this.
It is easy to forget what this is supposed to be all about.
It's time to level up as a pastor. The 2022 Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit is also a virtual event, so you can experience the Word wherever you are.
If you become a regular abider in the Scriptures, you're going to show yourself to be a real disciple.
On October 4th through the 7th, connect with like-minded pastors and share in the power of the Kingdom Agenda.
You need some people that'll be in your life that'll tell you that you're tripping and that you need to get back on the narrow path.
Engage with some of the greatest preachers of our time, like Dr. Charlie Dates, Dr. Joel Gregory, and Dr. Tony Evans.
God will empower your actions. He will not replace your actions.
Are you ready to make an impact? Sign up at cap2022.com. That's kap2022.com.
We can't fake it and make it in front of the Word.
Sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
So now there's a decision to be made. The decision, if you really want to pray that prayer and have a relationship and come under His authority, that is the recognition that you are now in covenantal alignment underneath God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, verse 22 and 23 says, God's philosophy of history is that all things come under the lordship of Jesus Christ and that He is in charge of your life. He has become the dictator of your existence. No, this is not, we're not talking about going to church now. This ain't coming to church, because the test of a church is not how many members it has, or the buildings, or the finances, or the program. That's not the ultimate test. There's place for that. That's not the ultimate test. GM is measured by one thing, whether cars are coming out of there. If cars are coming out of there, all the activity in GM is irrelevant. Because if they're not producing cars, then they just walking around talking and eating and enjoying each other and twiddling. No, if there is no car, it has failed, no matter how big the building is. And if we aren't making disciples, we have failed. Because God is trying to make kingdom disciples, not just accumulate church members. He's trying to get people who will live all of their lives consistently, progressively, growingly under the lordship, kingdomized, under the rule of God and the lordship of Jesus Christ. And that is what he is after. He calls for surrender, and he calls for surrender for everybody. Isn't that what you try to get your kids to do, to surrender? Don't you say to them, didn't you hear what I said? You're telling them to surrender, right? But often God can't get his own kids to surrender. Men want their wives to submit to them while they submit to nobody. My wife won't submit to me. Well, who does she see you submitting to? Everybody's supposed to be under somebody. Even Jesus said, I can only do what my Father says. Now, if Jesus had to submit, I don't care how much man you are, you got to say, yes, Lord. You have to come under his authority. In fact, you'd get more submission from her if she saw more submission from you. If she saw the man coming under God, then she'll be more comfortable coming under you because she'll know you listening to somebody. See, nobody is autonomous, independent, because that is an insult to your heavenly Father. So God has a kingdom. He has a rule. We're supposed to be churning out, not church members, but people who are progressively. Yes, it happens over time, but he ought to own more of you this year than he had of you last year. And more of you next year than he had of you this year. That decision has to be made. I'm surrendered to the king who happens to be my dad because I have a relationship, but I'm also surrendered. So what happens now that you understand the house, because the house has house rules, and as you understand that you have to come under that king because it's a kingdom, what can you expect? Okay, listen to the prayer. Thy kingdom come. Oh, come. What he says is, now you're praying to see something. A coming. That is an implementation. You're seeing up there show up down here. You're seeing heaven visit earth. Eternity showing up in time. He's talking to people who are already saved. They're on their way to heaven, but we're talking about the kingdom coming now. We're talking about what I'm dealing with now, my pain now, my sickness now, my finances now, my relationship now. He's saying, now you're praying for it to come. The not yet is going to come, but right now I'm living now. Now I'm praying thy kingdom show up. Remember the word kingdom? It means rule or authority. So you're asking the invisible king and kingdom to show up visibly. You want to see God's authority at work in your life. Mm. So here's what you can expect. As you progressively, as I progressively, as we collectively progressively come underneath the king and pray this prayer in relationship, we're getting closer to him, but we're coming under him both at the same time. Then the kingdom, because the word means rule or authority, begins to rule. That is, you begin to see heaven show up in history. God's no longer a thought, a concept, or a philosophy. He's a living being who shows up. Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, I'm giving you a kingdom, and with it I'm giving you authority. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, and with God's kingdom comes power. Acts chapter 8, verses 12 and 13, it says, and Philip was preaching the kingdom of God, and miracles showed up. It's not just becoming a Christian. It's becoming a kingdom disciple as a Christian. And then you see prayers answered. Power given, authority exercised, overruling situation. You begin to see the king at work because you're operating under the rules of the house. You begin to see authority because his kingdom has to rule. His authority has to reign. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In fact, he told his disciples in Luke 22, verse 29, I share with you my authority. I give you earthly permission to act from my heavenly throne. And so, here's the principle. You cannot exercise legitimate authority over what you should be over unless you're willing to be under what God has put over you. Let me say that again. You cannot exercise legitimate authority of what you should be over unless you are willing to properly be under what God has put over you. God has told wives, if you're not in legitimate submission to the legitimate authority of your husband, he tells them, don't pray because God's not going to hear. God tells the husbands in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, if you won't legitimately come under my authority and you won't treat your mate right, then don't pray to me because I'm not going to listen. Because I can't help you to be over if you're not willing to be under. So the whole point is, thy kingdom come has rules. And your first question should be, what are the rules of the house? And God, I will adjust my life to your rules because this is your house. Now you can pray, our Father, because I want a relationship. Who art in heaven, I know you're located in the long distance. But I'm going to make a big deal about your name because I love you, Daddy. Oh, by the way, I need you to come down here and help a brother out. I need you to come down here because I'm in need of something on earth that only heaven can fix. Now you've gotten heaven's attention because he now knows that you're willing to place yourself under his authority, which leads to thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this kingdom concept, the comprehensive rule of God out of relationship over all of creation, you develop this mindset, you grow in this mindset, and we'll get to get forgiven for when you don't have this mindset. Forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. When you put this package of the Lord's Prayer together, you're not just praying a prayer or saying, repeat after me. You're now talking to authority. You're now operating kingdomized. You're now taking the challenge of being able to operate under the rule of God and seeing heaven in history. So I just want to know, is there anybody here that needs to see heaven in history? Is there anybody that needs to see the Father at work on earth? Well, that privilege is there, but it's got to be his kingdom because it's his house.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final story to wrap up today's message. First, though, don't forget to make the arrangements to receive those powerful resources I mentioned earlier, Tony's life-changing book, God is More Than Enough, and all 8 messages from his current series, The Lord's Prayer, on CD or digital download. This entire package of resources is yours as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep this broadcast coming your way each day. Again, this is a limited-time offer, so don't put it off. Visit us today at tonyevans.org to get all the details. You can make your contribution and your request online at tonyevans.org or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members assist you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Most of us have no problem praying for what we want or even praying for what others want. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about the importance of praying for what God wants. Right now, though, he's back with this final story.
In the Olympics, when an American wins a gold medal, they stand on the middle platform. But they don't come and ask them, what song do you want us to play? They'll say, what's your favorite song? They play the national anthem. They play America's song. You know why? Because that winner is part of a kingdom. They represent the United States of America. And even though they use their prowess, they belong to something bigger. You're unique. God has given you certain gifts, times, talents, treasures, but he wants you to play his song. He wants you to recognize this ain't all about you. You belong to another kingdom. And I want you to recognize that you represent me at home, at work, at play, and with every area of your life. Represent the king and the kingdom. Your prayer is not my kingdom come, it's thy kingdom come. And when God sees that you want his kingdom, then the king, who happens to be your daddy, would love to show you divine authority in history.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.